This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and the host of this show. And I'm really excited to share my guest today. His name is Daniel Packard. He's a mechanical engineer and the CEO and founder of Full Liberation Technology. It's a company that he founded after extensive personal experiences with, you might relate with us, fear and doubt and anxiety, procrastination, people-pleasing, and determination to find effective treatments. And we're going to be talking about all of those things today. And so I really am excited to introduce to you Daniel Packard. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And I just found out that it's not Cordray, it's Cordray, which sounds very muy sophisticado. It's like Stephen Colbert instead of Stephen Colbert. I like it. John Cordray. It's mysterious. I like it. My name's Daniel Packard. Could we like Frenchify my name?
Sure.
Daniel Packard.
Picard.
Actually, I live in Mexico and my name is Daniel and I've been trying to get people to call me Dan Quixote, but it's not quite catching on. So maybe I'll just go by the Danimal. How's that?
There you go. Well, Danimal, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate this. I'm really looking forward to talking about this because so many people who listen to the show and all the clients that I see struggle not just with anxiety. You know, anxiety is bad enough, but usually it's with other things attached to it. And I know we talked a little bit about this before we started recording. People have a lot of fear. There's procrastination. There's low interest in things. They're burnout at work. They look at their life and they wonder, well, is this all that life has? I'm just struggling. So many people are struggling. And we're going to talk about the company that you founded. And it is really amazing the percentage of people who have gone through the program and really have gotten a lot of help and better, much, much better. And so I can't wait to talk about that. Before we get to that, though, I want to know why. Tell us why. Where you're here now and you started this. I know it's been years and you started this a long time ago. You're a mechanical engineer. You're not a therapist, but you're a mechanical engineer. You work with things, but you struggled yourself with this. And that was your primary motivation for starting this company. You're helping people out of your own past pain. And I love that. And so can you tell us a little bit about your story and where you have come from and where you're at now?
Absolutely. And I want to tell people sort of where I was, where I am now, why we started the company, the why, which is to basically help people be free of what holds them back quickly. But before I even tell you the story, I want to just back up and explain to your audience sort of not just why I want to share my story, but also how we help people, because it's not a typical topic that people talk about. And I think it's what people really want. And so this episode with you, I want to make sure that I tell what it's about so that the right people hear it. And this is for people who struggle with either, anxiety, perfectionism, people pleasing, procrastination, self-doubt, overthinking, low confidence, which can be fear of rejection, fear of failure, feeling not good enough, the usual suspects. And it's for people who know they struggle with something, but they've been trying maybe for years, maybe their whole life, to be free of these things, and they haven't been able to. And so not only is there the pain of what they're struggling with, Anxiety is very painful. Procrastination can be horribly painful. Overthinking is painful. But then there's the pain of the pain because you can't find a solution. It leaves you feeling trapped. It leaves you feeling stuck. It leaves you feeling broken and exhausted because you can't solve the problem. You got the problem, then you got the problem of the problem. And so I'm here to talk to those people, the people that not only have some of these symptoms and behaviors, but also feel that trappedness, that feeling that there's a person inside you, a better version of you that you know is in there and you see glimpses of them. And maybe you're that way for a while, but then it slips away and you just want to be fulfilled. You want to be confident. You want to feel normal and happy and just be a better version of yourself for you and the people you care about. And the way I want to help those people is by talking about a topic that I think, I'm a little biased here, but I think it's the most important topic to talk about that nobody's talking about. And that is the topic of results. I believe that most people who struggle, the people we help, myself, really the world, wants the result of being free of what holds them back versus usually just learning about it and managing it. And primarily what I call the improvement industrial complex, which is therapy, psychology, spirituality, personal development. It's a $1 trillion industry globally, trillion with a T. That's a lot of doll hairs. And our research showed primarily it's not getting people the result that they want, which is to be free of what they're struggling with quickly, efficiently, cost effectively. And so I want to share with your audience why they're probably not getting better results. Why, I'm just going to say this, like kind of the dirty little blind spot of the improvement industrial complex of why people spend all this money, all this time, and it's like they never fully get where they want to go. I want your audience to know why. Partly so they can understand, but also so they don't blame themselves and think that they're broken. Trust me, there is nothing wrong with you. I used to feel that way. There's nothing wrong with you. I think there's something wrong with the overall industry, not the people, the industry itself. And the other takeaway I want to bring to your audience is for them to understand that if they want better results, some key perspectives that can help them get better results, meaning permanent results, fast results, affordable results. And so there's a lot of podcasts on mental health and personal development. There's probably millions of episodes that give you really valuable information about the things that you struggle with. But that information might not lead to an actual result. So if you just want to learn about anxiety, learn about procrastination, learn about people pleasing, there's literally millions of episodes that you can go listen to. If, however, you don't just want to learn, you want actual better results, that is what I want to share with your audience. And that is what I want to be sharing with John Cordray and you right now. So I'll tell my story in a bit, but first, any thoughts on what I just shared?
No, I appreciate that. And I liked how you just started with that because people, when they're suffering, they want to get better. And that's the result, right? That's the end game of, I feel bad. I want to get better. How do I do that? And so from the, I feel bad to the result, there's that middle piece. That's the missing piece. How do you get to the result? And I know you and I talked a little bit about this before we started recording. Therapy is good for some people, but it's not great for all people. I'm a therapist, and this is what I do. This is my full-time job. And I recognize that for some people, therapy is really good. It's really helpful. But for others, not so much. And that's they fall into that middle ground of getting to the result, getting healed, getting past this pain that they're in, and figuring out where do they go. And so we're going to be talking about that part, the getting to the results. And we want to know a little bit more about what does that look like?
Well, what it looks like, and I think it's now a good time to kind of tell my story because I'm going to be sharing some perspectives that we know will get people better results. And when I say better results, I mean faster. We're talking weeks instead of years or decades. We're talking in a much simpler way that's easy to stick with and also just much more cost effective and also permanent results. And it's important that I share my story so that people can maybe understand where this information comes from because as we know, not you, John Cordray, but there are people out there that just share stuff that sounds good, but probably doesn't work that well. And so I want people to understand where this information comes from so you can at least know where it came from. And it came from the passion that I have and that my company was built on, which is results, Just results, results, results. You'll hear me say it over and over and over again because, again, I think it really matters. As you said, that's what people want. They don't want information. They don't want to spend a lifetime of peeling back layers of the onion. They'll do it. They'll do it. But what do they want? They want a result. When you take your car to a mechanic, you don't want to spend years exploring the mindset of the engine. You just want your car fixed. So results matter to me. And they matter to me because when I was younger, my dad, who is a physicist, sat me down and he said, you know, Daniel, it's hard to really know who knows what they're talking about. Even in physics, he says, the person that you want to pay attention to, the person that probably understands the problem better is the person that gets results. And I remember thinking, that's a really good point. It's hard to know who knows what they're talking about. But not everybody gets results. And he said to me something that just stuck with me. He says, results matter. And they do. They matter. Anybody can talk, but what gets results? And so I, as a young kid, was a little inventor. I liked making things. My dad was kind enough to let me use his workshop. And I would go into his workshop at 10, 12, 13 years old, and I would invent things. I was a little mini MacGyver, a little MacGyverito. And I would come up and I would make things, but then I would prototype and refine and change until it got a result. It's very satisfying to make something that works. So then I went to engineering school to really properly train how to look at a seemingly impossible to solve problem, break it down into its individual mechanical components. Then you have a theory, just a theory. Then you build a prototype. You don't know if it's going to work. Then you test it. And what do? You collect data to see, did it work? In the beginning, it almost never does. It took Edison, I think, 1,000 or 3,000 prototypes until he got the light bulb. It never works in the beginning. But then you take that data, you refine, you iterate, and then you create something that works, and it's super satisfying. So the good news was I was skilled and trained to make machines and technology that works. The downside was nowhere in my mechanical engineering training did they teach me how to make life work. So I could make a robot that played ping pong, but I had anxiety, a PTSD, a procrastination, people pleasing, perfectionism, low confidence, overthinking, self-doubt, you name it, I had it. And like your audience, I go looking for help. And I went to therapists, psychologists, spiritual teachers, gurus, coaches, read the books, did the retreats. I was probably in a cult or two. I spent 10 years, 100 grand, trying to get the result I want to be free of this. But after 10 years and 100 grand, I had this kind of sad realization that while I liked what I learned and there was value in it, I was still anxious, still procrastinating, still didn't like myself, still doing this stuff, John, still. And I kind of just woke up and went, this is not working. And it was confronting. And I was angry. I was like, I'm trying here. And I looked up to the heavens, to whoever's up there pulling the strings, and I was pissed. I just went, what do you want from me? Like, what do you want from me? I know this is a test. I'm trying to pass the test. I put 100 grand in 10 years into the test, and I'm not just what do you want from me? And I was just being rhetorically pissed off. I didn't expect an answer. But I got this sort of transmission in this moment of results matter, and the improvement industrial complex isn't great at getting fast, systematized results. And I saw that I am an engineer and I know how to build things to get results. And part of out of naivete, partly out of passion and purpose, I said, well, maybe we could engineer this and maybe we could innovate. And I started my own research company, Full Liberation Technology, to see, would it be possible to use engineering, to reverse engineer an approach? And reverse engineering means you start with where you want to end up. Where we wanted to end up is that people would be free of what holds them back, ideally in a short period of time that was cost effective and that was simple and easy to do for anybody. That's what we wanted. We didn't know if it was possible, and it was possible, but it was not easy. It was 8 years. We worked with 3,000 people, over $1 million in research and development, and it was hard. But the thing about engineers and technologists is we're just like bloodhounds. We just go after the solution hard, and we don't give up. It's a certain mindset to just go, go, go. And so eventually, through a lot of trial and error and iteration, we developed not only an understanding, but a system of tools and exercises such that people can be free of what holds them back in a very short period of time, which is the result that we wanted. And part of the result is the speed, 6 weeks. part of the result is the 90% success rate, meaning basically you can't fail. We don't want people failing and feeling worse about themselves. And it's much more cost effective. So that is kind of my journey. I'll explain to your audience the breakthroughs that we made that make these better results possible so that people can get better results whatever they do. But yeah, that's my story. Any thoughts or anything you want to share?
No, I really like your approach of the reverse engineering because you come from an analytical mind, but at the same time, you were struggling with anxiety, self-doubt, and a lot of this PTSD, which is the emotional mind. And it's interesting that the emotional mind that you were struggling with, you used your logic brain, logic side, to be able to come up with relentlessly, as you mentioned. This what you created is not something that happened overnight. You're talking years and a lot of research and a lot of money went into this. And you're talking about your dad being a physicist and allowing you to create something on your own when you were younger. You used that relentlessness, even though you were struggling at the same time. And so you wanted to come up with some solutions. You wanted to come up with results for people who were struggling just like you were. And you were mad and angry at the universe. And I think that's where a lot of people get. They get to that point where I don't know if I can keep this up. I'm just angry. And I think what you experience is something that many people do. And I think that's a great segue into this.
Thank you. And it came from my pain. And also the value of trying to find a solution is I personally benefited from it. I was one of the early test cases. I was one of the first people to really start to feel these results. You know, when you come up with a theory, you then test it. We don't know if it's going to work. I didn't know if it was going to work. That's what researchers do. And I remember it was about 3 years into early prototypes of our model and me using the exercises. And I remember waking up one morning and I just felt eerily calm. And it was weird. It was disorienting when you've been nervous, anxious your whole life. It was like, wait, what's gone missing? And then I thought, well, this is temporary. I mean, okay, anybody can be calm for a little bit. You can meditate, be calm for a little bit. And I thought, but the theory was that it would be permanent. So I told my team, I said, okay, so far so good. One day goes by, 2 days goes by, I'm still calm. And things that normally would trigger me didn't care. It was weird. It was weird. A week goes by, a month goes by. It's been 12 years, including today. I wake up every morning with just a default tranquility. It's my base state. I don't have to meditate to get here. I don't have to do a mindset shift, pray. I don't have to do anything. I wake up calm and content. And then from that place of calm contentment, I have energy. I do what I love. I'm confident on a cellular level. Do not care what anybody thinks of me. It's so freeing. And I'm deeply, deeply, deeply fulfilled. And I'm sharing, and I'm not enlightened and I'm not better. It's just I got to experience firsthand the effectiveness of trying to engineer a solution. And I'm telling your audience this, one, so they don't feel alone, and two, just give them hope that it's possible. I'm telling you right now, this is real and it is possible. And the best thing is it's permanent. This is just where I sit. And that's what we want for our audience, is not just to lower the anxiety and the procrastination, the people pleasing. We want them free to be fulfilled and joyful and that best version of themselves every day, not just occasionally. But I want to share with your audience sort of how this is possible so that they can apply this to their own lives. Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of walk you through the discovery journey of my company, of what we discovered that helped us get better results so that your audience can apply that to their own lives, or at least show them why they haven't gotten better results. And if they want better results, what they can do in their own lives with whatever they do. So the first thing we did as engineers, remember, is we kind of started from scratch. We said, there's a lot of great things out there, but it's not solving anything. More money is spent on self-help and therapy every year, 10% more each year, but the national happiness index of every country goes down each year. So people are spending more and more and more for getting less and less and less. Anxiety's on the rise, depression's on the rise, alcoholism-related liver disease is on the rise. We all see it. things are getting worse. And we just said, that's not a great result. So let's not use what people are already using and regurgitating, because we might accidentally grab something that's not great for a result. So we started from scratch, and we first just said, all right, let's just look at this. And what we noticed right away is, no matter what is out there, the path to healing and the path to calm, the path to liberation, is super duper confusing. What to do? There's so many different theories. Try this thing, try that thing, use this tool, then use that tool. Is it your past? Is it your present? Is it your future? Is it your hormones? Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it you? Is it the voices in your head? Is it your intuition? Is it that you don't pray enough? You know, do I walk on hot coals, or do I do an ice bucket challenge? You know, there's just all this stuff. It's all valuable, but super duper duper confusing, and none of it leads to a fast, permanent result. So we said, all this stuff's great, but maybe the people that came up with it maybe don't understand the solution that well, because it's complicated. If you really understand something, you can make it simple. Einstein takes this very complicated topic, E=mc². He had to understand it so well that he could simplify it. Newton took all of motion on the planet, got it down to 3 laws, because he really understood it. So we said, can we simplify this? If we could simplify it, it means we're probably closer to understanding what the heck is going on. So that was our first step. And the first thing that we saw was this, and this is important for your audience to know and understand. What we saw from our research was that we're taught, and it feels like, we have multiple problems. I'm going to say that again. We're taught, and it feels like we have multiple individual problems. I have anxiety. I am a procrastinator. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a people pleaser. I have low confidence. Like you ingested it like a cootie on a playground or something. I have these things. They feel like these individual disorders. And sometimes they're even called disorders, anxiety disorder. It's its own little thing. And what we saw is that on some level, we don't have individual problems. What we have actually, and mechanically, is multiple symptoms of one singular thing, which is fear. So what does that mean? Well, you could say you have anxiety, or you are an anxious person, or you could just say you have a lot of fear, and you call that high level of fear anxiety. You could say you're a perfectionist, or you could say you have a fear of making a mistake. You could say you're a people pleaser, or you could say that you're afraid people won't like you, so you put everybody else first and yourself last. You could say you have low confidence or self-doubt. Or you could say you have a fear to be your natural, true, authentic self. So can you see that, just on a sort of a stepping outside and looking in, can you see that on some level, I'm saying this to you, John, and your audience, that what you're struggling with may not be a problem, but a symptom of a fear, doubt, or a worry?
Exactly. And I think that is an important distinction, because so many people turn and look at the anxiety and they turn it on themselves. What's wrong with me? And as soon as you start thinking what's wrong with me, there's something wrong with me, and everyone else seems to be doing fine, but not me, there's something. Then when it's turned inward, that inner critic just continues to keep them down, and they're stuck. And they start this belief, this is a false narrative that they are somehow less than everybody else.
That's very well said. And it's one of the reasons that people stay stuck, is that when we look at mental health versus physical health, if you are physically unhealthy, there will be symptoms. For instance, if you don't drink enough water, you will be dehydrated and you'll have foggy head. Your cognition goes down. Okay, if you don't drink enough water and you have bad cognition, nobody says, I am a bad cognator. I have bad cognition. You're like, no, there's some problems in my body and I'm experiencing symptoms. We don't internalize it. If you go hiking for too long and you get a blister, nobody says, my feet are broken. I am broken. We don't turn it, we're like, no, I didn't take care of my feet and now I've got a blister. We don't create the self-loathing and the I'm brokenness, which is interesting. And so I'll get more on that later. But yes, absolutely. If you can see what you have as a symptom of fear, which is just human. Humans have fear. We don't want to feel fear, and we will do behaviors and feel things that do not serve us to get away from fear. That's just human nature. You're not broken. You're paying attention. So I want to share with your audience so they can feel this. Just understand that what they're struggling with isn't a problem, but merely a symptom. So if you're listening to this, I want you to pick either anxiety, procrastination, people-pleasing, perfection, or low confidence. Just pick one that you feel you most struggle with. And not if you're driving, but if you want, just kind of close your eyes and just quickly see yourself doing that behavior or thing. Just see yourself as best you can, being anxious, being a people-pleaser, being a procrastinator, having low confidence. Just see yourself in a situation where that might pop up. See yourself doing it. And now can you kind of see, if you just, underneath, there's probably just some fear there. And then what you're experiencing is a symptom of the fear. If you're a procrastinator, there's probably a fear of starting or finishing something. If you're a people pleaser, you're probably afraid people won't like you. If you're a perfectionist, there's probably a fear of making a mistake, low confidence, maybe a fear of just being your natural, true, authentic self. And if you're anxious, that's easy. Can you see you're just a lot of fear in there? So to John and your audience, can you see that there's usually some fear underneath the behavior?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I talk about that as a core emotion. And it's I want to normalize that. You normalize it as well. We're humans. You know, fear is actually not a bad thing to be afraid, but sometimes it could turn into more negative things like anxiety and people pleasing and all these other things. And so if you're afraid or have fear, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It means you're human. And it might mean that there are certain things that we want to focus on and work on. But that's why we're here. That's why we're talking about this. And I'm glad that you actually brought out that fear, that core emotion, and normalizing that, but also recognizing that a lot of people have that fear and it controls them. It influences them and it gives them a certain perception, a negative perception of themselves.
Absolutely. And especially if you don't know that the fear is what's driving it. Because then what we want people to understand is primarily you are sent to the symptom level. If you're working on procrastination, it's really a fear issue. But if you don't know that, you're going to work on goal setting. You're going to try and do mindset training. You're going to vision board and you're going to try to like motivate yourself, which is not bad, except you're on the symptom level. You'll never address the root cause. And at best, you can manage it, but it will always slow you down, if not stop you, because fear is strong and you're just hanging out of the symptom level. To all you perfectionists, I've had people, oh, I'm getting better at it.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Covering perfectionists. Yeah, but you still do it. I used to do it. And so you'll spend a lifetime in the area of the symptom and never solve it. Do more workshops, read more books, do more reminders, do more therapy. You can lower it, but you're never free of it. The low confidence, you'll always have it if the root cause. So the first thing I want people to understand, if you want better results in anything you do, I invite you that whoever you're hiring to help you, find people that are at least trying to get to the root cause. Can you see, John, in your audience, that if you go from the symptom level to the root cause level, you're likely to get better results?
Absolutely.
And can you see that if people are sent to the symptom level, they're going to not get great results, but then maybe blame themselves that they're broken?
Yeah, and quit. And then we'll throw our arms up in the air and say, this doesn't work. Why try?
Exactly. Why try it? Now, yes, fear is a root cause. I know this from a lot of the data, But everything I share on the podcast with your audience right now, I don't expect your audience to just believe me. You know, I want them to experience this for themselves. So I'm going to share more. But at the end, I'm going to send your audience to my website, danielpacker.com, where they can get a free training that I designed called Pathway to Permanent Results. And what it's going to allow them to do is take the concepts that I'm sharing and see for themselves, go deeper and even try one of the techniques that we developed so they can use it and see for themselves that the approaches that I'm sharing get much better results. Don't take my word for it. Be skeptical, but I invite your audience to be open, try what we have, no charge, and see for yourself. Because again, my dad said results matter. We're just talking here. This is anyone can say anything, but be curious and challenge me. Go see for yourself and get the free training at the end. Okay. So next thing is, of course, once we saw, maybe this is just fear. Now, it's not a huge newsflash that fear is a problem. It is a bit of a mindset flip to go, oh, wait, I'm not a perfectionist. I have some fear that shows up as perfectionism. Okay. But still, the idea that fear slows us down, that is not a newsflash. Nobody on your podcast is going, what? Daniel, I had no idea. Fear is known. And people work on fear. The problem is when we said, okay, fear is the problem. Let's see what's out there and let's not replicate what doesn't work that well. We saw something very pervasive with fear. Face the fear, overcome the fear. Sounds great. Doesn't work that well. I went, before I started my company, I went to two very expensive retreats on how to face and overcome your fear. And I went there and the teacher got up there and he gave me some tools to face the fear and overcome the fear. And I thought, all right, here I go. Look out, world. Here comes the Danimal. So I come out of the retreat. I'm in a situation. There's some fear and I push and I face the fear and I overcome the fear. In that moment, I made somewhat progress towards what I wanted. Great. Short term. But what's the inefficiency when you face the fear and overcome the fear? Why is that short-term good, but not long-term good? Why do you think?
So short-term good versus long-term good.
Facing the fear and overcoming the fear. Why is that a short-term strategy, but not a long-term strategy?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, if let's say there's a hill that's blocking you from where you want to go and you overcome the hill. You go over the hill. Great. You're on the other side of the hill. Is the hill gone?
No, there's another one.
Still there. It's still there. If you face the fear and you face the fear, the thing that scares you is still there. You can face it. It's still there. So it's going to follow you the next minute, the next day, the next hour, the next lifetime. It's just going to follow you around constantly. So it's a lot of energy to keep overcoming and facing, but also it's just going to slow you down because there's so much energy facing and overcoming. You can get exhausted. And also eventually you can just give up. So we just said, no more facing and overcoming. Let's figure out why people are afraid and see if we could solve this. If we could solve the fear permanently, then the symptoms go away. Everything's great. Can you see why getting rid of the fear versus overcoming and facing the fear would get people overall better results?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because once it's eliminated, they don't have to face it again. I mean, it's gone.
That. And the word that our clients say most often is free. Freedom. A client of mine, very successful architect out of Vancouver, but horrible procrastinator, anxiety. You know, she'd been working on this for 30 years. She'd done everything. I think she spent 7 figures. And, you know, she was better, but it was costing her money. It was affecting her marriage. She could see that her kids were getting anxious because she was anxious. And she says, you know, I'm okay, but I'm tired and I'm just carrying this around all the time. And I asked her, do you want to be free of this? She says, oh my God, is that even possible? I said, it's not only possible, we made it simple. So she went through our program. And the first thing she said, this was in the first week, she said, oh my God, I have hope. This is going to, I can be free. I really can be free of this. She saw right away, which helps when you go to the right when you have a more, a program engineered. But the first thing she said is, I feel free finally. I don't feel like I'm carrying this around. And by around week 6, her anxiety was down by about 80% because we track with every client with our app results. And her productivity went from about 2 hours a day to about 6 hours a day. Her focus went from about 30 minutes at a time up to 90 minutes at a time. But also her energy levels went up because she wasn't always overcoming the fear and facing the fear. She was free of the fear and that gave her so much energy. And that's what we want is freedom. Now, do you want me to tell you sort of how we allow people to be free of the fear?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. And your audience can just use this for the rest of their lives. this information if they want to get better results. So again, when we went to solve the fear, we looked at what was the industry already doing. Was there something valuable in it that we could use? If not, and what we saw right away was primarily we approach fear, and we really just approach most things, anxiety, people-pleasing, self-doubt, overthinking, all the usual suspects. Usually we're told that fear and these behaviors are a result of the mind. You have cognitive behavioral therapy, cognition. You have changing your mindset, has the word mind. Change your scarcity thinking, got the word thinking right in there. Don't let your ego get in the way. The ego resides in the mind. Quiet the mind while meditating. They give you pills to target the neurotransmitters in your brain. And most obvious, mental health. Name in this podcast, keyword, mental, which is in the mind. And we said, okay, well, clearly the mind is part of this. Your mind can say some scary, negative stuff that can create some fear. Absolutely. It's got to be part of this. But we said, is the mind approach getting fast, permanent, affordable results? And we saw primarily no. Usually, a mind-based approach is really, really good at giving you understanding and perhaps some tools to manage it and to make it less painful and maybe even go away so it's not slowing you down. But usually, it takes a very long time and usually it never fully solves it. And so we thought the mind's part of it, but is it the cause? And again, because we were outsiders, we could challenge this construct. We weren't regurgitating what we learned in school. We could look at this with fresh eyes, which is a real luxury. We had no egoic attachment to anything, which is very freeing when you want to innovate. And we said, what if it's not the mind? And what we realized is that the negative mind, the scary mind, the critical mind, which trust me is part of the problem, is not the problem, that the mind also is a symptom of where fear is actually originating. And where we saw from the data where fear is originating is not the mind, but the body. Let me say that again. The mind is part of it, no doubt. But we found that the actual root cause where you could solve it was in the body. So what we tell people is, if you want to manage it, you go to the mind. But if you want a solution, if you want the faster result, you go to the actual root cause location, which is the body. What are your thoughts on what I just shared?
I think that's there's a lot of benefit there to thinking about that, because there is a strong connection between the mind-body. There's a mind-body connection. We know that. Science shows us that. And when we talk about emotional pain, and there was a study done, I won't go into a lot of this, but there was a study done by a social psychologist that fear and rejection when they were younger, these are adults, they have done brain scans. And in the brain scans, when they are triggered by that fear and rejection, it lights up the fear or the pain sensor lights up in their brain, the same location as physical pain. And so we do know through science that emotions and our physical body are connected. We talk about having a broken heart, part of our body. And so that is a very, I think, an excellent way of describing where our emotions lie. It's not just in our mind, but it's in our body as well. So yeah. I think that's a good connection.
It's not one, it's not the other. But from a results perspective, what we saw was while both are connected, it's called the mind-body connection. And people know that they feel in the body. What we saw was if you want faster results, you want to primarily or at least heavily focus on the body first, because what we saw was that usually it's the body feels something and then it spreads to the mind. The mind is a symptom because that's the way we're wired. You feel hunger in the body first, then your mind tries to figure out where to get food. If you're in the jungle and you hear something in the bushes, you'll feel fight or flight in the body first, then your mind senses the fear, knows there's a threat, and then goes into problem-solving mode, right? And also, your audience probably knows just experientially, usually have you noticed that when you feel a bit calmer in the body, usually your mind is a bit quieter. And usually when you start to feel more anxious, your mind starts to amp up and start to go to crazy town. Have you kind of noticed that yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When I'm stressed and if I'm driving on an interstate and there's a lot of semis that are kind of swerving into my lane, I get tense. I get stressed. My heart races and I want to escape that situation. So absolutely.
And then the mind follows. And so in a bit, I'm going to explain to your audience where and why the body is feeling afraid. There's a hidden right under everybody's nose explanation of why we're afraid that we haven't been taught. It's really simple. And so the body is in a default state of anxiety, fear, and doubt. Then the mind senses that fear. Now there's no real threat. There's no tigers anymore, but the mind doesn't know that. The mind just goes, oh my God, maybe my job, maybe it's me, maybe I'm broken, maybe my dad was right. And then your mind starts spinning, which then can get you stuck in a loop. But we found it was body first, mind second. Now I know this firsthand because the early prototypes, the tools that we did quieted my body first. And ever since then, my mind went from just crazy, just the judges from the Muppets on ketamine, just this horrible, oh, you suck, your dad was right, just horrible violence. And my mind, ever since I call my body, my mind has been just quiet. It's like a meadow in there. There's little butterflies and Bambi before he, you know, and my mind says nice things. It compliments me. I've never done any work on my mind. It was when I calmed the body first, the mind went with it. And then also because procrastination and people pleasing and perfectionism and low confidence, also those symptoms went away also. So that's, if you're listening to this and you want better results, try to find a practitioner who, at the very least, the body is a component and you will get better results. And some of your audience already knows that. People who meditate, you calm the body first and the mind is second. People who exercise to help with mental health, body and then mind goes quiet. So people already know the power of the body. The problem is meditation, exercise, it's temporary. It points to that it's usually the body's an important part. We just found a way to permanently quiet the body. That was the breakthrough. But for anybody that meditates, you know the benefits of going to the body first. But to all you meditators out there, what if instead of temporarily calm, you could be permanently calm? Can you see that if the body is an important part of this, maybe even the most important part, that if we went from mental health to body health, we might get better results?
I like that concept. That's really a very interesting thing to view this. And I think that's definitely worth checking into for sure, because I think there's a lot of logic to that.
Well, thank you,
Daniel. Our time is running out here. I know there's some other things that you're wanting to talk about. So can we go ahead and jump right into that and start to wrap up a little bit?
Can I share one more bit of information and then wrap
sure.
up?
Sure, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
It's an important piece that I know when we spoke earlier, you said you brought me on because you found what I share practical. And I appreciate that you see the value of that. And I want to share another practical perspective so that to fill in the missing blanks, because people will say, okay, where in my body or where's it coming from? So essentially, once we saw it was in the body, we then said, where? And also the reason that being in the body is helpful for results is if you're in the mind, nobody really understands the mind yet. That it's early research. That is a complicated place to go. It's like deep space. There's millions and billions of neurons and synaptic pathways. We don't understand the mind. We have MRIs to kind of say, oh, there's a red dot over there. But the mind is really confusing. But the body in many ways is already really well mapped out. And it's actually much simpler because the body in many ways is mechanical and has systems. The skeleton is a mechanical system. Your heart is a mechanical system. Your eyes are these are systems, and engineers love systems because we know that systems can fail and systems can be repaired. So we said, hallelujah, we're in the body. What system is creating the fear? If we can find that system, maybe we can repair it and get people out of the fear. So we found the system. It's really obvious when you think about it. It's so obvious that you probably already know. I'm going to ask you, John, and your audience. So take out the word fear, take out the word anxiety, and just use the word nervous. And just say the whole world is experiencing different versions of nervousness. A lot of nervousness is anxiety. A little bit of nervousness could create some perfectionism and people-pleasing. Just think that the whole planet is at various degrees of nervousness, okay? So to you, John, and your audience, what system in the body do you think is most likely perhaps malfunctioning and making everybody nervous. Do you think it is the skeletal system, the dental system, or, wait for it, the nervous system? What say you, John Cordray?
The nervous system.
And why what do you say that?
Why do I say that? Yeah, so it's, I mentioned it before, it's from the brain to the body. It's a mind-body. And the nervous system is kind of the whole way we function, not only physically, but emotionally as well.
Yeah, and it's got the word nervous right in there. It should have been a clue that this was a major component of the problem. So I want to let your audience know, yes, your mind is part of it, but spoiler alert, there's a literal system in the body called the nervous system. If it malfunctions, you feel unsafe and like there is a threat, and it will create nervousness, fear, and anxiety, which can then lead to procrastination, people-pleasing, and low confidence. So this is a complete reframe, and what we saw was people are experiencing, you don't have procrastination. Your nervous system is malfunctioning, and you feel unsafe, and thus you creates fear, which creates anxiety, people-pleasing, perfectionism, low confidence, overthinking, self-doubt, you name it. And so, A, that's a huge clue. So when you go out there trying to get better results, or if you don't want to be a people pleaser, maybe try to find people that can just help your nervous system. What we saw from our research is that our nervous system is a system like any other system, and it needs basic hygiene. Just like your teeth need hygiene, your diet needs hygiene, sleep hygiene, you need to do basics every day to keep systems healthy. And what we saw was, we discovered, is that each day the average person should be doing 10 things a day, meaning 10 times a day, to just maintain their nervous system, but they were never taught it, so they can't do it. If you can't do it, if you didn't know to brush and floss, eventually you're going to end up with symptoms and need a root canal. So what we saw is the average person's nervous system is deficient and basically malfunctioning. It's fragile, and you feel unsafe within your body because it's deficient and you're not getting it what it needs, and then it gives rise to the people-pleasing, the perfectionism, all that. And so unless you can give your body and go from deficient to sufficient, you're always going to feel a bit unsafe, nervous, and worried in your body. The way we're able to get these incredible results is we figured out a way in a short period of time with a set of tools and a system where you basically take the nervous system out of deficiency, get it what it needs, it comes back to health, and then you feel safe and calm. It's your default because your nervous system is healthy. And then your symptoms, the procrastination, the people pleasing, low confidence, anxiety, overthinking, it goes away and stays away. And you're free and you can be fulfilled to just be the person you want to be. So I'll wrap it up. But do you have any thoughts on what I just shared?
Yeah, I think that the nervous system is something that we do need to talk more about. We need to learn more about it. And you know, there's this, such a thing as the vagus nerve. And we know that there are certain things when we are in that fight, flight, or freeze mode, the amygdala in our brain, it sends our nervous system in overdrive. And so I'd like your approach of addressing the body and addressing the nervous system, and trying to not judge the person who is suffering, but to recognize that the symptoms, there's a root cause of it. And I think you explained that really well, and I
thank
like
you.
That.
And the root cause is that you didn't know the basic hygiene of the system. We weren't taught it. You know, brushing and flossing, I think, came into maturity around the 1900s. That's a new thing. Nobody knew you had to brush and floss. So before that, people were having horrible tooth pain. And now, once you understand certain systems have hygiene, so you were never taught this, you couldn't do it, your nervous system is permanently out of whack, and you have these symptoms. You are not broken, you just weren't taught hygiene. And that's why this model is so profound, because we can get it into schools, it's easy, and you just give the nervous system what it needs every day, and you get to feel safe and calm. And then finally, I'll just say, if everybody woke up just calm and felt safe, can you see that the people-pleasing, the anxiety, the procrastination, the perfectionism, the low confidence, that would either go away or at least significantly go down?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I've shared a lot. I obviously am quite biased. I know that there's a lot of truth to what I'm sharing because I have the data. One, I live it every day. Two, we've been researching and collecting data on this for years, and we know this is very true. But I don't expect your audience to just believe me. You know, first of all, you don't know me, and there's a lot of people out there that claim a lot of things, and you don't know who to trust. So I don't expect your audience to just believe me. However, I do hope that I've raised some perspectives on the topic of results to at least maybe A, help your audience be more cautious moving forward with who they hire to help them so they can get better results. And also, if you want to get better results, be curious to what I shared. And that is, to bring it down, is that basically you don't have problems. You have symptoms of fear. John, does that at least sound like it might be true?
Yes, absolutely.
Does it make sense that perhaps the fear is either primarily located or heavily located, not just in the mind, but also in the body? Does that sound like that could also maybe be true?
Yes, absolutely.
Does it kind of make sense that perhaps if it's in the body, perhaps if there's a system called the nervous system, that that might be the location of where this nervousness is coming from? Does that sound like that could maybe be true?
Yes.
Does it make sense that if every system needs hygiene, but we weren't taught hygiene of that system could malfunction and become fragile and start acting out? Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And then does it make sense if you go from basically depriving the nervous system what it needs to getting it the nutrients that it needs, that it could come back to health and the nervousness would go down and then the symptoms would go away? Does that at least sound like it could maybe be true?
Yes.
Okay. If you've heard what I've shared and you're just curious to see if maybe this is true and if maybe this could help you, again, don't take my word for it. Be curious. I want you to go to my website, danielpacker.com, and at the top, you'll see a way to download for free a training called Pathway to Permanent Results, where in it, you're going to learn some of the things that your nervous system needs, but you were never taught to give it. And then also, you're going to understand and apply one of our foundational tools to your body, and you will feel measurably calmer and more grounded in your body. And you'll understand and give you hope that this could maybe help you. And I sense maybe, because until you try it, you can't know for sure. And finally, John, you listened to the training, what I want them to get. Did you find any value, or do you think there's anything in it that would be valuable for them to hear?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think you, in the training, that you really were very clear and you broke down, essentially elaborated a little more than what you just talked about in the episode. And I think it's definitely worth a listen. And I would encourage everybody to go to your website. I'll actually put it, the danielpacker.com in the show notes as well. So if someone's driving, they'll be able to go to the episode and click on it.
Good. And I always say it, people say, well, that was really interesting. Where can we follow you on social media? I'm like, do not follow me on social media. Like, that's not going to help you get results. Be curious, take action, try this out for yourself. See for yourself. If it doesn't work, it's totally free, but it could give you some insights so that you could be free of all this in a very short period of time, so that you can just finally take all that energy that you've been from managing this stuff that holds you back, be free of it in a short period of time. So really you can just get what you want, which is to be yourself, to be fulfilled, and just to lead a better life for yourself and the people you care about. That's the value of getting better results. Results matter, because they get you the life that you want. If you're curious, again, danielpacker.com to try it for yourself.
Excellent. Well, Daniel, it's been a real pleasure talking with you, and you are so full of energy. I love it. And it would be interesting if I knew you back when you were filled with fear and anxiety to where you are now. I'm sure it's a night and day.
I wish, you know, it's hard for people. I wish. At our website, you'll see testimonials of people before and after. But man, if I had an MRI scan of my poor nervous system soul, you'd see an anxious, insecure, exhausted, resentful, angry, just withered, successful, but withered. And now, yeah, I wish I could give people a sample of how I feel every day, like a drug dealer gives a little sample of the drug, you know, try it before you buy it. If you knew how light and joyful I am and that it's permanent, it would be very convincing. But again, download the free training, at least experience that for yourself, because that's very compelling and it's something you can experience for yourself. But yeah, I hope for the world. And before I go, if you are in a school, but the beauty of this program is it's scalable and it's simple. We're trying to get it into organizations where people need a more effective, simple response. So if you're in a university or a school or a company and you want to systemize more effective response, we'd love to collaborate with people. Also, therapists and researchers, we want to get more data and research behind what we're doing. Good news is I'm an outsider, so we could look at this with fresh eyes. Downside is we don't have letters at the end of our name, so people don't trust us. So we'd love to collaborate with people, professionals in universities, and run clinical trials to show the validity of what we're doing. So just put that out there in the universe. Yeah. All right, thanks for having me, John Cordray. This is the Danimal, a.k.a. Dan Quixote. Hey, Mr. Happy Pants, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And I want to just really thank all of you who are listening to the Mental Health Today show. If you're new to this show, thank you for being here. If you've been with me for years and years and years, I really appreciate you. And I want you to continue to take care of yourself, learn and grow, and check out danielpackard.com. Thanks, everybody. You take care. Bye-bye.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.